Aidan O'Brien has taken the 2014 Boko Haram kidnappings of Nigerian schoolgirls as the inspiration for her new novel, Girl. The book tells the story of a teenager called Mariam, whose life is thrown into disarray when jihadis raid her boarding school in the northeast of the country. With me in studio is Yvonne Nolan, who's been reading the novel for us. The real life events are at the heart of this, but how fictionalised is this really? What's happening in the story, Yvonne?
Well, from my reading of it, it sticks quite close to reality. So it's a fictional reimagining, as only Aidan O'Brien can do, to be honest, of real events. So, you know, we know that the Boko Haram kidnapping happened. There was 276 girls kidnapped from a school in the northeastern area of Nigeria. And to this day, 112 of them are still missing. Some girls escaped. Some girls were bartered back to the Nigerian state. When you read, there's an afterword in this novel where Edna talks about her travels in Nigeria and meeting girls who survived their time in this militia camp.
So the research was with the real young women who were caught up in this event.
Yes, there's been proper, thorough research in it. Mm. So, in terms of the arc of this story, in many ways, there's nothing surprising. But wait a minute, because it's Aidan O'Brien, there actually doesn't have to be anything surprising. What is beautiful and astonishing about this is the quality of the writing.
And what is it? Because, you know, people would often talk about maybe a flourish in Aidan O'Brien's writing, but you're talking here about a kind of a pared back quality, aren't you?
Yes, it's very pared back. So, when she gets to writing, her narrator is a young girl called Mariam. We know the girls who were kidnapped by Boko Haram were between the ages of 16 and 18. So Mariam ends up in the forest in this, jihadi camp, where the girls are, herself and her friends, are used as sex slaves by the militiamen. They live in the most horrific, sordid dirt. They're underfed, they're uncared for. They're abused and stripped and forced.
And how graphic are those descriptions?
The descriptions are really coldly graphic. And through this narrator's voice, she's very clinical in the way she looks at things. Not that it doesn't affect her emotionally, but it's not overblown. So I suppose some people would think of, some of Edna's writing, which is, tends towards the purplish prose. This is very matter of fact, very pared back, but more horrifying for that.
So in other words, the coldness actually makes it...
The coldness and the just matter-of-factness of the descriptions. Because you imagine this is a very clever teenager telling the story.
And it's not just that, it isn't just the voice of Mariam that we get. There are other stories that are told within this. I think the conceit is that she, in inverted commas, meet other young women who tell her their stories.
Yes, Mariam meets other young women who tell her their stories, but she also meets, the novel is populated with other voices and other stories, so people she meets along the way. If you can imagine, this area of Nigeria is full of uprooted people, full of people who've fled their own villages. So it's not just about the girls who were kidnapped. It's about all the displaced people. So, there'll be the story of an old man who's looking for his wife, who someone said they thought they saw in a village, 500 miles away, and he's trying to find the means to get back to there. So people are living, all these displaced people are teeming all over the countryside, in the towns and in the cities, all trying to find their way back to home.
She has done this in the past, where she's taken real life events and then fictionalise them, and particularly in the case of In the Forest, landed herself in a lot of difficulty over doing just that. In the case of this book, in the case of Girl, was there any talk about cultural appropriation here?
There was talk about cultural appropriation, and she's answered that charge herself. I mean, Edna has said that she believes that there could not be enough stories told about what's happening in northeastern Nigeria now. And her voice can be one of many. So she doesn't accept that at all. And she also quite fiercely, from a writerly point of view, is really militantly of the belief that she can write about what she damn well chooses to write about.
Do you agree with her?
I do. I do. I mean, I think I see where the cultural appropriation argument comes from. But I think that one kind of narrative where you're telling the story of your own time and place is one kind of narrative. One where you bring a set of outside eyes, outside the culture to that place, tells another kind of story, and it's a valuable story.
Where does this book, which is, you know, very much certainly not set in Ireland, and it's set in Nigeria, obviously, where does this fit alongside the very young Edna O'Brien who gave us the Country Girls trilogy?
For me, and this may be a very personal take, but, you know, let's look at the clues. The novel is called Girl. So it's Edna returns to thinking about girlhood. and also, you know, there are Irish inflections throughout. I don't think Edna can properly write in anything but Hiberno English.
The baby is called Babby.
And the baby in the book is called Babby.
Yeah.
And I mean, that just straight away kind of got me thinking of Baba in the Country Girl trilogy. But there's a wonderful symmetry to the fact that, you know, here in her late 80s, Edna is once again thinking about girlhood. And you know, the girls in the Country Girls trilogy were, you know, aiming for the bright lights, the big city and self-actualization. They made that as a journey, including the search for love, and it didn't work out. It ends quite bleakly. But they were trying to do something, and they were trying to self-actualize. Here in this world, there's another kind of a girl who has no agency, who post-fourth wave feminism, nothing has changed.
So,
and liberation and a life of agency has yet to begun.
Is that a yay from you for this book, though? Because I'm right up against time, sorry.
It's a good book. It's not a great book, but it's a good book. And for people who love Edna's hallmarks, they're all here in their full glory.
All right. And that is Girl, the new Edna O'Brien novel, reviewed for us this evening by Yvonne Nolan, and it's published by Faber and Faber.